there. Good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Let's kick things off as we do each day with prayer. Today we'll use St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a pleasure to be with you here on this white morning. It's a little snowy out there. I'm Gary Zimak, and by my side, my trusty companion, the man who was just too cool for school, David Parker.
Thank you, Gary Zimak.
You made it in, Mr. Parker.
Yeah, I did, and as well as you did.
Any problems? Any problems with the snow?
No, but well, a little bit slower speed, you know. There were some traffic. There was traffic on the routes I took. So
right now we're gonna do the weather forecast a little later, but I want to let you know that the temperature is still below freezing. Now I came in from South Jersey, came up 95, which looked like they had some issues on 95 this morning, but I wasn't affected by any of them. Just be careful out there. Take it easy,
yes.
Right, Dave? There's
right.
No hurry.
Exactly.
You know, because you don't know if something looks slick. This is what I kept hearing on the radio, and it's so true. If it looks wet or slick, assume that it's ice.
Exactly.
Just to be sure.
Exactly.
And but we made it through our first storm of the winter with relatively unscathed, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think it's gone. It's moved out already.
Right, right. It's going to get cold now.
Yes, it is.
But that's what happens in January. We are here, Dave Parker, to warm everyone up today, right? That's what we do. We're going to bring some warmth into your life.
Warm your hearts, your souls, and have that cup of coffee.
That's right. Now, we've got a special program today. We have some special guests who will be joining us in the studio. Dave, today's show is a pro-life show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is really important. I want to make sure we get this message out there. What does it mean to be pro-life? We've got two, I want to say, heavyweights in the local pro-life community coming in on the show today. Bill Miller will be here, who has done a program on Holy Spirit Radio Voices for the Unborn for many years.
Mm-hmm.
He still comes in occasionally to do some shows,
time
permitting. Bill will be here. Marie Joseph from the Legacy for Life Foundation will be here as well. We've had Marie on the show before, but she's coming into the studio. We really want to talk up this pro-life message.
Yeah, we're coming. It's pro-life time of year with the March coming up at the end of the month, and that's why we're doing this.
Right, and you're going to hear more about the March for Life. Jeannie Mancini, the president of the March for Life, will be joining us by phone next week. Teresa Tomeo will be with us the following week. She does this great coverage for EWTN TV and radio. Teresa will be talking about the March for Life. And then we will, on the day of the March, which is January the 27th this year, have a correspondent in the field.
Oh, yes.
From Washington, Lizanne Pando. Our friend
yes.
Lizanne is going to be in Washington and reporting back to us. Hopefully we'll also be able to get Chris Bell on the phone that day, too. Chris was on the show as well. He's a very big pro-life advocate. He is doing great work with Good Counsel Homes. So we got lots of good things, but today we're going to focus on pro-life in the Delaware Valley and what you can do to get involved. That's all coming up on the program today. We've got some great music. Now, I want you to pay attention to the songs today because they all have a pro-life message. Really important. We believe that all life is sacred. All life is created by God, and we have to respect all life. What does that mean? Stick with us. We'll talk more about that on the program. We'll also have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. In case you're feeling a little nervous, we're going to have that for you coming up. I also have to acknowledge that today is a very special day in my life, January the 6th. Now, it was 5 years ago on this day that I got laid off from my job as a software developer. Now, Dave, that's right, but it turned out to be one of the greatest blessings that I've ever had. For 30 years, I worked as a software developer, and you know my story. I've told it many times on the air. I was very lukewarm. I found the Lord when I needed him, but I really didn't want to get too involved. I didn't want to talk about my faith, but gradually I had this conversion experience that we've discussed on the show. I found out, hey, wait a minute, there really is a God, and he cares about me, and maybe I should do something to show him I love him, right?
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, that's absolutely.
A lot of us have that. It's really an ongoing thing, conversion. You get closer to the Lord one day, then you take a couple steps back the next. It's really a process that we're going to be going through for the rest of our lives. But I had this big conversion experience, and I started feeling a call to maybe work for him in some way. Mm-hmm. But I don't have the training. I'm a software developer. I have a mm-hmm. business degree. It made no mm-hmm. sense, Dave Parker. Mm-hmm. But
often that's how the Lord works.
He does, right. I mean, you look yes. at the apostles. These guys didn't have the best credentials yes. in the world to be used to found a church that would last till the end of time.
Yeah, weren't they fishing out, doing some fishing out there?
That's right. And Jesus said, hey, I got a job for you. Come with me.
follow me.
But
yes.
the big thing that the apostles did, and so many of the saints and people who have followed the Lord throughout the years, they said yes. Mm-hmm. And the Lord can use people who say yes.
Yes, that's what he's looking for.
As I've heard said many times, the Lord doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called.
Oh, yes. Right?
So,
Dave
Parker,
you
and I, with our extensive radio background,
yes.
we're here,
how
right?
many months now?
And that's the thing. You yeah. know, so I'm very excited. So what happened was, I was praying for a way to work for the Lord full-time. My wife and I, Eileen and I, were praying about this. And lo and behold, I didn't expect it to turn out this way. I got laid off from my day job. And it was at that point that, with Eileen's encouragement, God bless you, sweetie. I know you're listening. You really helped me. I decided to go full-time mm-hmm. as a Catholic evangelist. Mm-hmm. And now 6 books later, mm-hmm. I'm a regular morning host. I do EWTN radio and TV. I speak around the country. I never thought any of this would be possible.
Yes. And, Gare, I have to commend you. I mean, you stepped out of the boat. You took
it was scary.
I think the Lord,
I was kicked out of the boat, Dave. You know? And I was looking over.
Flailing?
And the Lord said, hey, look out there. And then, boom, I got a little kick and before yeah. you know it. But, yeah, it was scary.
Yeah.
It was scary. And
change is scary.
Right.
You know?
And sometimes it continues to be scary. Dave, you've had transitions in your life
oh, yes.
as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The future and the uncertainty can be a little scary at times. Mm-hmm. But if we walk with Jesus, that's why we want to hammer this message home on this program. And I say this out there to you so you know that whatever you're going through right now, if you walk with Jesus every day, the fear diminishes and you start to feel that peace. But just stick close to Jesus. Do what you can to stay close to him every day, and you'll find yourself becoming a little bit more peaceful each day. Mm-hmm. Remember that he loves you. Remember that he cares about you. Remember that he only wants what's best for you. So that's when that difficult thing happens, that mm-hmm. unexpected incident or event in your life, you can chill out a little bit and say, mm-hmm. okay, the Lord has a plan for me. Mm-hmm. Right, Dave? He's got mm-hmm. a plan.
Exactly. That's kind of how I came to radio as well.
Yeah. And by
being a lector. And then the incessance of, if that's a word, of the Holy Spirit through people,
yeah.
you know, encouraging me to get into radio. So I called the station about 3.5 years ago. But yes, it's
here.
Amazing.
And
I'm here.
I am so glad you're here because I would be lost with that, Dave. You know, we're a good
yes.
team. We work well together.
Yes, we do.
And
yes,
we do. I think it's about time to read the gospel for today's Mass. And this is another really important feature of the program. I always want to make sure we include some scripture on this show so that you can hear the Lord speak to you. Let's go to Mark's gospel today. This is from Mark chapter 1, verses 7 through 11. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." Wow. That's mm-hmm. that's a powerful gospel. We've been
yes,
hearing a lot about John the Baptist mm-hmm. over the past few days. Dave, he knew his role.
Oh, he sure did.
He knew he wasn't the main guy.
Mm-hmm.
His
mm-hmm.
role was to draw people closer to Jesus.
Exactly. He pointed the way.
He pointed the way. And then
made the way.
And then he got out of the way.
Yeah, he got out of the way.
And he said, here's the guy you need to
mm-hmm.
talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things that we are all called to do. We're all called in some way. You don't need to have a theology degree. You don't need to be a scripture scholar to bring somebody close to Christ. There is a world full of people hurting out there. People are lonely. They're scared. They're afraid. They feel isolated. They feel maybe sad about a sin they committed, something, whatever it may be. You can make a difference in that person's life today. you can make some small difference by being nice to them, mm-hmm. by being kind.
Absolutely.
By, right, kind word, Dave, that's all
Absolutely.
It takes.
Or a loss of a loved one, you know?
Yes.
Or a relationship. And so, any loss.
And sometimes when that happens, we will feel, well, I don't know what to say. It mm-hmm. really doesn't matter what you say. Mm-hmm. You're just, your presence is important to somebody who might be hurting. Or mm-hmm. how about this? I'll say a prayer for you.
Exactly.
That means a lot to people.
Sometimes saying nothing and just being present.
Just being present.
Yeah, for them.
Mm-hmm. So that's a way that we can draw people closer to Christ or share Christ's love with those around us. I would say start small today. If you feel a little uncomfortable about evangelization, a lot of us don't. A lot of us feel uncomfortable about that as Catholics. Maybe we don't know what we're supposed to say. We don't know our faith good enough. Well, take it one day at a time. And I would encourage you to stay tuned to Holy Spirit Radio. That's one of the best ways that I learned about the Catholic faith. It was by listening to Holy Spirit mm-hmm. Radio
Amen.
And the great programs that
Me
they
too.
Offer here.
I was a listener long before I called.
So was I. Isn't that funny? Yes. And now we're here. Mm-hmm. But so that's what I would encourage you. Learn a little bit more about your faith. But in the meantime, just reach out in some small way to those around you. It might be the people in your own household, your children, your husband, your wife, some relative, a good friend. Somebody might need the love of Christ today. And as our beloved Mother Angelica has said on many occasions, you may be the only Jesus your neighbor ever sees.
How powerful.
Right? And that's the call. And that's what John was doing. He was calling people closer to Christ. We're all called to do that today. And remember that Jesus Christ, he's real, he loves you, and he wants to be a part of your daily life. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking pro-life with Marie Joseph and Bill Miller. These people, Dave, you're familiar mm-hmm. with both of them?
Yes, I am.
They know what they're talking about.
Yes.
And they are putting the pro-life message into action.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I think we need to understand
the commitment they've made.
That's right. And we need to understand mm-hmm. better. Maybe you're saying, well, why is it that important? Aren't there more important things in life? That's why I want Marie and Bill in the studio today, because they're going to help fire us up and get us excited about putting our pro-life beliefs into action.
Mm-hmm.
We can say we're pro-life. That's one thing. We can say abortion
Precisely.
Is wrong,
mm-hmm.
but what are we doing?
Yeah.
To promote life.
In our part of the world, what can we do as an individual?
Right. Now, sometimes we are accused as Catholics of coming out against abortion and saying, oh, all we do is condemn abortion. Well, no, we're pro-life. It's a positive message. We are standing up for life. And we are doing things to promote life. What are we doing? We are going to be coming back after the break. Now, before we go to break, I want you to pay attention to a song that I'm going to be playing. The name of the song is My Chance, and you'll hear that in a couple seconds as we go to break. The artist's name is Jamie Teton. This song is a powerful song. It's going to move you. I want you to really listen to the words. This is about somebody who regretted having an abortion. It's a powerful song. It's a bit tough, but again, there is a positive message here. We want to fire you up. We want to get you excited. We're going to have Marie come on in a few minutes, and she's going to tell about the great work she is doing with the Legacy of Life Foundation. Bill Miller as well. These are people that are standing up for life, and we want them on the show. We're excited. We are pro-life here on this station, on this program. We're excited to have these heavy hitters today. These are heavyweights. These are mm-hmm. people who really are walking the walk. They're going to be joining us after the break. I hope you'll be able to stay with us. The roads are a little slick, so grab another cup of coffee, relax, hang out with us for the remainder of the hour. Your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time right now is 7:14. I'm Gary Zimak, and we will be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for January 6th. Today we celebrate Saint André Bessette. The early life of André Bessette hardly suggested he would do great things with his life. His body was frail and weak from the moment of his birth in 1845 in rural Quebec. His education was limited and unspectacular. His attempts to find a trade were unsuccessful. But God had great plans for him. He spent 70 years living a simple life of goodness and compassion as Brother André, a member of the Congregation of Holy Cross. 40 of those years were spent serving as doorkeeper at Notre Dame College in Montreal. His special love of and confidence in Saint Joseph prompted Brother André to recommend devotion to the saint particularly for the sick. Thousands began flocking to Brother Andre, who developed amazing healing powers of his own. In 1904, a small chapel was built to honor St. Joseph, enlarged several times to accommodate the ever-growing crowds. St. Joseph's Oratory was finally completed in 1967, in the heart of Montreal. Each year, 2 million people visit there. When André Bessette died in 1937, an estimated 1 million people filed past his coffin. In 2010, Pope Benedict XVI canonized Brother André as the first male Canadian-born saint. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Leaves were falling on Sunrise Road. I watched her mama button her coat. And then I heard that little girl say, "Can your kid come out and play?" I tried to swallow the lump in my throat. Said we couldn't wait to bring him home. Ain't it funny how you forget? We were gonna call him Chance. Oh, my Chance. He would have had eyes as blue as oceans, my Chance. He would have been an angel from above. I would have sang him lullabies before he went to bed. But I missed my Chance. My room in pastel blue. my one, my only chance. I missed my chance.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Jamie Teaton with My Chance. That's a powerful song. That's a message that we need to come to grips with. You know, there are people who, sad to say, they feel that they have no other choice but to have an abortion. And so many, this gets neglected. This message doesn't get out there enough. These women are torn apart by this, and they're very much affected. So we're here to talk all things pro-life today to help you realize what, first of all, what pro-life means. We hear that word kicked around a lot. What does it mean? Catholics are pro-life. What exactly, what do we do to put that into practice? We have two great guests with us today on the program. We're joined in the studio by Marie Joseph. Marie, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Marie, you were on with us by phone a few weeks ago, and you did so well that we had to get you in the studio. We were sweating it out with the snow today. But
right. Amen.
But we made it. Marie is the executive director of the Legacy of Life Foundation. We're also joined by Bill Miller. And Bill Miller is no stranger to our Holy Spirit Radio family. He has done programs for years on the station. Bill, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
It's really great to have you both here. Let's talk, Marie. I'm going to start with you. Pro-life. We hear the term all the time. Pro-life. What does it mean to be pro-life?
You know, being pro-life just means that we're for life. We're for pro-woman, pro-man. We're pro that the human person would have all the rights and all the blessings that life has to offer, that God has to offer through life. So if that means we have to roll up our sleeves and help somebody so they could achieve the full, abundant life that God had planned for them, then that's what we're going to do.
I like that. Talk briefly, if you could, about the work you do at the Legacy of Life Foundation.
Sure. We support these women's centers, and they are, you know, the traditional center for women in crisis pregnancy. They're facing an unplanned pregnancy, mm-hmm. and our center specifically meet the needs of a woman who and a man who feel that abortion is their only choice.
And some people, some of these women, and this is hard to believe when I first heard this, they really feel they have no other choice but to have an abortion, right?
Exactly. And many of these young women especially have been raised and trained to believe that when you face an unplanned pregnancy, it's a knee-jerk reaction. It's like you have an abortion. When you're not ready to have a child, your response is that you go and you have an abortion. Wow. There is no other thought process there. And so we're very often meeting someone who doesn't even acknowledge or believe that this is a life because it hasn't really become a life yet. I'm supposed to have an abortion. And so the thought hasn't even occurred until they have the abortion and then start experiencing the side effects.
Right.
And their life takes a different turn and they say, what happened? What happened?
Right. And you're there to give them another choice.
Exactly. So we're there to go over all of their options to really give them the truth about what the abortion procedure will entail medically, psychologically, emotionally, and then to give them the option of adoption and parenting. And see, our option means that we'll support them in that choice.
Okay. Wow, that's great. And you're going to be here for the entire hour. We're going to talk more about that. But I want to ask Bill. Bill, it's so great to have you in the studio because you've been a pro-life advocate for years. You've been out on the street doing things. How did you first get involved in the pro-life movement?
I guess it goes back to 48 years ago, my wife and I lost our last child, and I saw that baby laying on in the hospital on the table, just a perfect child, nothing wrong, it was not breathing, you know. And I always remembered that, and then I start reading up a lot about what was going on, the March for Life and things like this, and I figured I have to get involved. And as I started going, like in my parish, I just became part of our Respect Life group in our parish. Then a lot of the people from Bucks County had their meetings there. And eventually I ended up being the president after quite a few years.
Yeah.
And so I was a president for over 20 years, 25 years. And we did a lot. We actually, our goal was to help establish we funded a lot of the homes Blessed Margaret Costello, Guiding Star. Now we have Legacy of Life. Mm. So that's what Bucks County does. That they have an annual monthly budget that everybody gets so much of a stipend each month that they know that it may not be that much, but it will pay maybe their air conditioning bill or their heating bill or telephone bill, a lot of the, you know, utilities. And then we did a lot to help establish the Blessed Margaret. In fact, that was, I got the call from John Stanton to go up and meet Bob Miller. Mm-hmm. And through him, we started that home, and then we had a board, and many people were involved, and we had so many people doing things, and then Marie eventually came on and has become for, what, five years now?
Right, the Community Women's Center.
Mm-hmm. As the head of it, and then they've expanded now next door, but this fellow, that's a person who should be involved, Bob Miller. He's not a... and not a Catholic, mm-hmm. but he's just a tremendous Christian man who does so much work with his church,
right.
and his son is basically the same way. So they were good. And other people who helped with I'm trying to think of the people who we had the dinners up on the river there. A lot of people that helped financially. Right. But there are the what you call the rank and file people in the pro-life movement.
Yeah,
they're
right.
At the abortion mills every Saturday. They're either at Comley Road, 12th and Locust, Warminster on Friday. I'm at Warminster every Friday. And we have about 15 people who were there. They're regulars there.
Right.
As we were talking about having some younger people, there's... The younger people we see there are the homeschooling people. They bring their children there and they pray the rosary, and so they know what's going on.
And that's great. And we have less than 30 seconds before the next break. You guys are going to stick around. But when we come back, I want to talk about the importance of prayer in this whole process. Mm. Prayer is huge, and I know both
Absolutely.
Of you, right? And sometimes we forget that we need to do things. And these various pro-life groups, they depend on our activity, our involvement, our financial contributions. But prayer is huge, and prayer is making a difference. We're starting to see the fruits of our prayers in the pro-life movement.
Amen.
Would you guys
Amen.
Agree? I mean,
Amen.
Things are starting prayer to look
providence.
Good.
Providence of God.
Right, and we're going to talk more about that when we come back. I'm Gary Zimak, joined in the studio by Marie Joseph, Bill Miller, and Dave Parker. 7:28 is your Spirit in the Morning wake-up time. We'll be right back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. President-elect Donald Trump is set today to hear the nation's top intelligence officials make their strongest case yet that Russia interfered in this year's U.S. political process. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, CIA Director John Brennan, and FBI Director James Comey are preparing to point to multiple motives for meddling as they brief Trump on their classified report. Many parts of the South are bracing for what looks like an unpleasant start to the weekend. Shoppers said many grocery stores were packed. The National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning for part of today and tomorrow from eastern Alabama through north Georgia, including Atlanta, and into the Carolinas and part of Virginia. Schools canceled classes in Alabama and Georgia, issued emergency declarations. And thousands of parents and their children have packed the streets and cities across Spain for Epiphany parades to celebrate the arrival of the Three Kings, with security tightened amid worries about potential terror attacks. Madrid and Barcelona banned heavy vehicles from entering the city center yesterday, and police were on heightened alert to help prevent any truck attacks like those in Berlin recently and Nice last year. The Interior Ministry said 100,000 police, backed by helicopters, were being deployed across Spain for the parades. Town halls also placed bollards and large plant pots on streets to block traffic. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
You are listening to
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. For many of us, money and fear go hand in hand. We wonder, do I have enough or will I run out? Well, writer Barbara Bartacci gathered a group of friends to discuss attitudes about money over a period of several months, and they made the following discoveries. First, most people have no idea why they spend the way they do. Many times we're motivated by unexamined emotions like stress or the need for attention. Second, they realize that wants are not the same as needs. Third, they point out that who you are does not depend on what you own. And finally, they encouraged others to become part of the cycle of giving and receiving so that their needs will be met. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Gold by Britt Nicole. You are worth more than gold. That's a, such a positive pro-life message. And again, I picked all the songs today specifically for this pro-life show. Right, Marie? We are all special. We are all created in God's image and likeness. And
Amen.
It's important to get that message out.
Amen.
There.
I love that song. Right? Awesome.
Yeah, so we want to let you know that we are pro-life here, but We also want to let you know what you can do to get involved. Now, since we have some weather happening today, I do want to give you the current forecast. Right now, it's 29 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport. Today, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 34. Tonight, a slight chance of snow, just a little bit more snow, slight chance of snow after 4 a.m.
What? More snow?
Hey, don't shoot the messenger, Parker. Mostly cloudy with a low around 20. Saturday, snow likely, mainly between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m., cloudy with a high near 20. I don't like this forecast, Marie and Bill. I need to do something about this.
Well, I like it because the snow don't start till 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
We're down at Comley Road at 7 a.m.
Now,
so.
Bill, let's talk about that. What you talked about Comley Road. What exactly do you do at Comley Road on Saturday?
Well,
and what takes place
across
there?
The whole Southeast Pennsylvania area, especially in Philadelphia, we have each Saturday we have a special mass at a certain area.
Right.
We have the first Saturday is down Comley Road. We try to get everybody to come to the 7 o'clock mass at Christ the King.
Christ the King.
After that, we come over to Comley Road and we pray 15 decades of the Rosary.
And for someone who might not know what's happening at Comley Road, what is at Comley Road?
Comley Road is a Planned Parenthood,
okay.
And that's where they do the abortions, mm-hmm. and people come in, and there's escorts there. I brought some pictures to show you, and mm-hmm. invite you to come down and be there some Saturday with us. But they have so many escorts, and we have a couple of our people are up the driveway, a guy named Tommy Lacey and Howard Walton, mm-hmm. two long-time pro-lifers, and they try to get the brochures into their hands. And then most of the people were down there. We do not become combative with them.
That's important. I'm glad you're saying that. You're not there to condemn anybody, right?
We just tell them, we're here to help you. Come down and talk to us. We can help you with your baby. We have so many crisis pregnancy centers that can give you help, doctors, medical care, a place to stay, because we do have homes that we can send the girls to once they might make a decision to keep the baby, but they can't go home. So we have crisis pregnancy centers where they can go and live until they have their baby. A lot of times what happens, you talk to them, they go to one of those places, and then the parents come around, and they say, well, we're not going to have you. We want you to come be here, and we want you to go through this process, and we want to be with you through this. So that's basically what they do.
So let me just ask Bill. So you are there. You're offering an alternative to abortion. You're showing women they have a choice.
Yes.
And also you're praying.
Yes.
The power of prayer. We can't understate the power of prayer in this whole process.
Well, that's what mostly it's 90% prayer.
Isn't that great?
And then we try to just give them the brochures, and we stay there even later. Well, like 40 Days for Life, nobody's there at the abortion mill, but we're there praying. We do the same thing at Warminster. With 40 Days for Life, we just had each parish took a day.
Yeah.
And so we had at least maybe 10, 15 people there during the whole course of the day. And then they had the there's no abortions going on.
Right.
And one problem that you see after like 3 o'clock in the afternoon when schools are letting out,
mm-hmm.
they locate themselves, Planned Parenthood locates themselves in poor areas or in where the schools are. We have Archbishop Wood and we have William Tenet right down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And they know where Planned Parenthood is, and they come in there and they're going in to get contraception and the morning after pills and things like this. And that's why we try to stay there most mm-hmm. of the time.
Well, let's talk about that a minute, because Marie, Planned Parenthood, I mean, let's be honest here. They get this credit. We hear a lot about the great things that they're doing, but let's be honest, the bulk of their work has to do with abortions.
Oh, absolutely. And they are not only providing abortion, they're selling abortion. So, and Bill's awesome, and so many people that are praying in front of clinics have our information, have our materials, so that if a woman is brought out of and changes her mind, she can come to us. But we also, our centers, we actually advertise. We have donors who pay and fund advertising so that We have hundreds, and that's what I want everybody to hear today, is that we're not talking about a few women that maybe change their mind because they have second thoughts. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of women that come to our centers every year because we advertise, and we advertise outside with our signage, free pregnancy testing. And that's really unique because Planned Parenthood charges $40 to $60 for a test. And just to be able to have a really good pregnancy test and then be met with love and mercy right there in a very a beautiful, friendly, I mean, the atmosphere is different than an abortion clinic. Everything about it says love and home and you're welcome and you're not judged.
And nobody's condemned and or judged,
nobody's
right? I mean,
let's
we get accused sometimes.
Right, we get a bad rap.
Bill and Marie, we get a bad rap because we are told, well, you're condemning, you're judging. Nobody's judging. You guys aren't judging.
Exactly.
You're helping.
Exactly.
You're,
and to be authentically Catholic means to not judge, to be showering somebody with love and mercy and allowing them to experience truth. So the truth of Jesus Christ comes through us, and they see it in our body language and in our everything, in the way that we are compassionate, the hospitality, and they immediately feel relaxed and they begin to trust. And they go from receiving mercy to trusting, yeah, to building a relationship, to saying, you know, let me hear the truth about all of my options, mm-hmm, and then choosing life. We're there for them to work with them and support them, not just in that moment of choosing life, but for 3 years, at least the first 3 years of the child's life.
And that's powerful. Expand on that a little bit, because
absolutely,
sometimes we think that, well, you're telling women to not have the abortion and then, well, good luck, you're on your own. But that's not at all what you do at Legacy of Life.
Because usually by the time you've gotten to having to have an abortion, there's many other things that have gone wrong in your life, whether it's addictions or financial pressures and issues or bad relationships that they're in. And so for the 9 months of the pregnancy, it's usually trying to get somebody in a stable situation so that then they could be ready to receive this new life that's coming.
That's so great, boy. There is at least one video on your website, too, that people can see success stories.
Exactly. At legacyoflifefoundation.org, there's a video called Unplanned Joy.
Wow.
Talking about how somebody went from horrors of being homeless or facing an abortion to the joy they weren't expecting and they weren't planning.
I love hearing stories like this. Bill, how many success stories have you seen? How many women have changed their mind? I mean, can you even put it a number?
Oh, yeah. We've seen many. Just down there, I'll tell you, maybe 15 years ago, I was down to Comley Road, and a car pulled in. It was a woman. She had two children in the back of her car. And this is how important it is for us to be there.
Right.
She pulled up, and I said, "Ma'am, are you considering going into Planned Parenthood?" She said, "Oh, no." She said, "I just came here. I want to thank you for being here." She says,
"Wow.
I was here 10 years ago, and there was nobody here at that time. And I went in, and I had an abortion. And it was the worst thing I ever did in my life," she said. "And I went to my priest in confession. He told me God forgives me, and my family, they forgave me. Everybody forgave me," says, "but I don't forgive myself." And this is where Rachel's Vineyard comes in. She says, I can't forgive myself. She says, "but I just want to thank you people for being here."
Wow.
It's so important because there was nobody here. I probably would have changed my mind, she said. And I've seen other instances where I've talked girls out of there, and then we would send them to one of the Blessed Margaret Costello or Guiding Star Ministries where they could live, mm-hmm, until they had their babies. So it becomes it's like a battle with the devil. Right?
Yeah.
And we're talking, as I said, the Legacy of Life, the last 7 years, 1,370 women who were going to abort their children chose life.
Wow.
434 children are alive. This last year alone, 434.
Praise
so
God.
We're growing and growing, and God's doing amazing things, change of culture.
Let me put one word in here about the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition.
Please do.
I'm no longer the president of it, but Ellen Gifford is the new president, and Sandy Slater she succeeded me as president.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had two consecutive women as presidents, which I always wanted. All those years that I was the president, I wanted a woman to have that job. And so now they've been doing a terrific job, and they might be good for you to have on to talk about what their plans are in the coming year. But they send money out to all the different organizations each month, and we have to do fundraising to do that, but it works out.
And we're so grateful to be a recipient of that, so thank you.
Nice.
Real quick, Gary, and a question to either one of you. How about the men in these women's lives? What happens there?
Yeah, that's a whole segment.
That's another show.
The men, right? The men come with the women, and I will tell you that 80% of the time, 80%, 90%, if the men says that he wants to keep this baby, the woman will choose life. Okay. So I believe that the men are the powerhouse in this changing the course of the life.
Yeah, we've had so many times down at Comedy Road that people would not, the man would come out and say, she won't come out. I don't want her to have the abortion, you know. What can you do?
Men don't think they have a right to speak up, and we give them that right.
Wow, that's brilliant.
And they tell them they don't have a right. Wow. Parenthood tells them they don't have a right.
Huh. Not true, folks.
We need a men's movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. This is a great program, Dave. Thank you guys for coming in. We're going to take a break in about 10 seconds, right? We will be back. I want to talk more about the March for Life when we come back and what you can do in the Delaware Valley to get involved, to stand up for life, to go down to Washington and march for life. Stay tuned. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimek.
Life is precious, life is sweet. Life is precious, life is sweet.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. That was Wes King with a powerful message. Life is precious. Precious. Which life? All life is precious.
Amen.
All life, right. Amen.
And that's what we're here talking about with Marie Joseph and Bill Miller. We're talking about all things pro-life on Spirit in the Morning. I do want to share the Be Not Afraid Bible verses we do each day at 7:50. Today's verse comes from Revelation 3:20. These are the words of Jesus Christ, and we will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Here's what you need to remember. The words of Jesus. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will enter his house and dine with him and he with me. If you're feeling anxious about anything today, that's the knock on the door. Jesus is knocking on your door. Make sure you open up the door and let him in. He's not going to force his way into your life. He's waiting for you to open that door. And as you do, as you start to open the door and invite him into your life, you're going to feel that peace that he wants you to have. And again, that's going to be linked at spiritinthemorning.com. This is such a great show. The guests today, Dave Parker, have such good information.
Oh, absolutely.
Fabulous. I want to get back to our guests because they're doing a great job. I want to talk about the March for Life. The March for Life is taking place this year.
27th
of January.
Next Friday.
Bill and Marie. First of all, what I want to say is there could be people listening who say, well, why should I bother? Why do I need to get involved? What good does it do to go to the March for Life? Bill, what would you say?
Well, I would first say to people, if you wanted to ever had a thought that you'd like to walk with Jesus in his day, you'd be walking with him on the March for Life. You'd be one of his disciples standing up for life. We have buses all over Bucks County. They just had to check your parish for if they have a bus from their parish, or they can tell you, okay, the next parish is going. Assumption, we didn't have a bus for about 5 years. We went with St. Ephraim. Mm-hmm. And then now my new pastor, Father Mike Davis, he wants us to have our own bus. And we've got about 10, 15 people signed up. But what's important is I tell the members of the Knights of Columbus that I'm in,
right.
I've been going to this march since back in the 80s, I guess. I can't remember how long. But once I went there and I knew I had to go there, I told my boss at work that one day of my year, mm-hmm. I get 5 weeks vacations, 6 personal business. I get all this time. The only one day that I must have, and that's the March for Life day, January 22nd or else when they move it. That's right. The day. So he knew when he was scheduling everybody's vacations, checked off right away, Bill, January 22nd. But you got to take that vacation day. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying about if you want to be with Jesus, one day. Say, this is for you, Jesus. I'm taking a day off, and I'm going down mm-hmm. and stand up for life. Yeah. And I try to get our Knights. I have like 2 new young men who are very active in our Knights with me. Mm-hmm. A lot of Knights, well, they're pro-life. But they don't get out. They don't come out to the abortion mills. And this is, I tell them at these meetings, and they get sick and tired of hearing me say, this is our battle. Mm-hmm. The Knights, this is what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be out in the streets standing up for Christ, standing up for the church, mm-hmm. standing up for the innocent unborn babies that are being killed in that building. And most times, each time you're there, there's going to be 30 to 35 babies killed in that building that day.
Wow.
You know?
Right, and a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, when I was going to say that when I first came back to the church after being away from the Catholic faith, I thought the pro-life was a club, and it was something you could do on the side.
Wow.
And that protesting, that seems like protesting, mm-hmm. and I don't know if I'm into that. But I went on the night on the March for Life with my children, very mm-hmm. small children,
right.
and I experienced the pro-life movement in a different way than I had ever thought it had been. It was a positive, uplifting experience where I learned so much and my kids learned so much. And we connected with other Catholic families and we saw the whole country there and all different ages and races. And we learned so much and we saw how important it was. And it made us come back and get involved. And it really is an uplifting experience.
One thing I like to say about people we want to get involved. When we go downtown, when you go to Conley Road, any abortion mill that you go to, the majority of the people going into that abortion mill are Black or Hispanic. And that's where they operate. Planned Parenthood operates in those communities. Now, if we had, one year I took a friend of mine to the March for Life, a Black man. And he was, as we marched along, he says, where's all my people, Bill? Where's the Black people? And I showed them, you know, the big sign they have of the different types of abuse, slavery and abortion. And I said, well, if we get the black people out in front of these abortion mills, get them down here for the March for Life, abortion will be over, like in 2 or 3 years, because they are really pro-life. The black people are really pro-life, and this is their genocide against their race is taking place. That's Margaret Sanger's big thing. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the weak, get rid of the black, you know, the Hispanics. Yeah. So,
and we want more involvement from everyone, right? This is not a racial issue. This is everybody needs to get involved.
And I'd like to say there's so many more things that you, I mean, obviously marching for life and going to the abortion clinics, but working at these centers where you can volunteer and you can give your time and talent, obviously your treasure, but you could get involved with helping these families because, you know what, it's, like I said, it's not just about them choosing life. It's about what are we doing to help them ongoing so that they could be a strong family and they can be they could be strong and they can raise their children as good parents.
Right.
Because that's the argument, too, is that someone can't be they're not strong to be a mother or father.
That would be great. Now, Marie, if somebody wants to volunteer for Legacy of Life, are you looking for volunteers?
Yes. Oh. So we have at legacyoflifefoundation.org, there's a video called Unplanned Joy. And anyone can get a free video by just going to the website legacyoflifefoundation.org. Or going to your website, right, to find the phone number, 215-788-4051.
Okay.
And also the tours that we have. If someone doesn't want to go to Washington, they can come on a tour during the March for Life time period.
And we will have your website link at spiritinthemorning.com. And again, I want to thank you both for coming on the show today. This was powerful. The time flew by. I can't believe we're going to have to do this again because this is such a great message. We need to get more people involved in the pro-life movement.
Anybody wants to go down for the March for Life, call Bill Miller at 215-357-1191 so you can get a seat on our bus. Thank you.
Excellent. And I want to thank everybody for coming in. We're just about out of time. Yes, let's close with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, fill our hearts with your light. May we always acknowledge Christ as our Savior and be more faithful to his gospel. For he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
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 In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I want to thank you, Marie and Bill, for coming on the program today. I'm Gary Zimak. We're closing out the week. We will be with you here next week. Tony Rossi from the Christophers will be joining us, and got lots of great guests coming up in the weeks to come. On Tuesday of next week, Jeannie Mancini, the president of the March for Life, will be here. We'll be talking more about that. And the following Monday, Teresa Tomeo will be talking about the March for Life as well. So we're going to talk more about the March for Life and why it's so important for you to get involved in the pro-life movement. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you.